Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, BPJ, shir number 132. That's Bais Pnimi joint shir number 132. We're discussing now, in continuation of the previous shir, of emotional intelligence in the sexual relationship in a marriage. Sex can help you appreciate each other, accept each other. It can be very, very healing emotionally and physically. It's very important to discuss openly the sex and sexual needs directly and with a care and with a sensitivity to one another, both the husband and the wife. It's not a contradiction of tznius whatsoever. You can have a happy, intimate sex life together. Just understand and be sensitive to each other's different needs, different desires, and that acceptance requires maturity, and that acceptance requires a high level of emotional intelligence, of EQ. There's an author, Frank Prittman. He has a book called Grow Up, which I don't have, but this book is quoting it. And he says as follows. He said, sex is good for you and good for your marriage. Couples who do it regularly, whether they want it or not, it is good for them and it's good for their marriage. Foreplay should start the day before. Work for both people so they each get what he or she wants from it. And couples can remain sexually active for a lifetime if they don't turn it into competitive sport. Over a lifetime, sex requires wondrous amounts of both humility and goodwill and a fair amount of communication. And honestly, if you don't use it, you really will lose it. He's hinting to the emotional intelligence required to have a healthy, sexual, active life in marriage that will cause the marriage to thrive. It calls for humility, goodwill, maturity, and a mutual meeting of needs. A mutual, both-way, two-way street meeting of needs. Broadening your view this way, your body, the way Hashem arranged it, could be used for warmth, for closeness, and it requires open communication. It requires maturity to broaden your perspective on sex in a healthy way, delayed gratification at times, meaning even in the act of intercourse itself and foreplay, there is a delayed gratification aspect of it, of working very hard to wait as you are doing what you're doing in order to please your spouse. The ability to control your impulse even then, to manage your emotions in a healthy way, and to be able to handle frustration. Because every life in marriage has ups and downs. And in the sexual realm also has ups and downs. And you know how to handle some down parts to it with a maturity, with a grace, with a dignity. And you keep at it in a healthy, warm, loving way. Mature sex is not just purely physical. It's a way to sustain sexual enjoyment with the same person, your husband and wife, year after year, decade after decade. And you can do that. This can be achieved. This can be achieved with a hischatshus, with an enrichment in your avodas Hashem overall every day, and working towards each other to bring a hischatshus in your sexual life every single moment, every single encounter. New potential in yourself, seeing new potential in your husband and your wife, making it more satisfying for the both of you. Women often feel better about themselves when they're able to communicate their sexual needs to their husbands. It's important for both of them to give pleasure and receive pleasure. I know, generally speaking, the husband is a primary giver and the woman a primary receiver, but there needs to be a mutuality, and sometimes once that process starts, it goes the other way too, where a wife is very often a very strong giver, and a husband needs to learn sometimes to receive as well. It requires loving your own body, accepting your own body, loving your spouse's body, and accepting their body. If you view your body as ugly and unacceptable, it'll be difficult to relax. It'll be difficult to enjoy these encounters. And one, you both need to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the way he made you. You have an achrayus to improve your own physical well-being and appearance by your regular hishtadlus of ashmartam esnafshei seichem, or watching your health, of course. You each try to do that as best as you can. But overall, You basically need to want to believe that Hashem wants you both to enjoy this. You deserve this pleasure. Not in a very egotistic, narcissistic, selfish way, but just that Hashem wants every Yid to enjoy their physical life as well. Within the framework of the Torah, Hashem wants that, including the sexual pleasure that is there in a couple's intimate relationship. Hashem wants that pleasure to take place. Hashem wants that pleasure to be experienced. And as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of you, both man and woman, both husband and wife, by stating your sexual needs, by working with it respectfully, by developing that emotional maturity in it with empathy, with attunement, with sensitivity, you will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach by enjoying it. So these key aspects within the sexual connection of emotional intelligence, within the intimate physical act itself, the foreplay, afterplay, and during, the empathizing, being attuned to each other, dealing with each other effectively, knowing, understanding, regulating your emotions, delayed gratification, controlling, resisting your impulses emotionally and in action, persistence even in the face of frustration, being self-aware, having self-knowledge. That's all part of healthy EQ, healthy emotional intelligence. You cannot have a satisfying sexual life with one another without empathy and attunement. And of course, as we talked about before, the friendship, the deep friendship. You have the deep friendship, you'll have a healthy, fulfilling sex life as well. Be empathetic and tuned in to your husband and wife. Be attuned to each other. That helps in so many ways. It's not just a collection of feelings and emotions. You want your love to be mature. There needs to be an empathy and attunement. Not necessarily that you're feeling great now and you're feeling all fuzzy and warm. Even if that feeling is not fully there, an emotionally intelligent person as a wife and a husband will stay firm. They will not be devastated by the fact that they don't feel that warm and fuzzy feeling all the time. As mature adults, they will work through it with each other. They will work with what they're feeling. They'll grow in that karasat tayv to each other. They'll convey to each other effectively. They'll work hard with each other to attain those genuine intimate feelings, sexual relating in an emotionally mature way, which works great when there is empathy and attunement. Sex and intimacy need to be intertwined. They're often very different experiences. To have a healthy sex life, you need to empathize with each other's feelings and needs. Delayed gratification, controlling impulses, persisting when you're frustrated are all aspects of EQ that apply to sex. Sometimes one of the couple is not as interested as the other one is. The other one may feel deprived. Usually the deprived one is a male. Very often it could also be female. So working with each other on the balance schedule of it, and even when it happens that there is a certain working with each other on it, that there's always friendship there, a true healthy intimacy, a true healthy love that requires a self-awareness and a self-knowledge. And then you could go a very long way in enhancing this relationship. Especially in the sexual relationship, you have to remember very strongly the power of the we. It's not the me, it's the we. It is the mutual connectivity of each other, the partnering of each other, the shutvim, true partners. And then Hashem becomes the third shutif that's mechaber, the both of them. So employing this both to the sexual connection and to the overall relationship of how your emotions and feelings need to be linked with one another, to identify with your own needs, to identify with your spouse's needs, to be able to state your needs clearly and to allow your husband or wife to express their needs clearly and to respond to each other well. Being in touch with healthy needs, identifying them, understanding what needs are selfish and what needs are unselfish or just simply human. To want to have love and affection, to want to have a healthy sexual relationship in a marriage is not selfish. That's healthy, normal human needs taken within the healthy framework. Allowing each other to express opinions, to work on accommodating with each other. Not to the point of being a shmata chas v'shalom. Emotional intelligence requires the deep, healthy balance between not being overly independent and not being extremely dependent, but rather a certain interdependence, which is a respect for both the individuality of each unique individual and the whole of the oneness when they both come together in the partnership of marriage. To play a role of a martyr is not healthy in marriage. To deny all your needs for the other person is not healthy in marriage. The hyper-focus on pure giving is unhealthy in marriage, believe it or not. As he talked about in other shiurim as well. So the problem is some people, when they stand up for themselves, they go overboard and they're rude or obnoxious or go overboard with that and they don't know how to do it. So there's a way, a healthy balance of having one's own self-awareness and self-confidence, but at the same time, a mutual loving connection with the other. The self-aware individual is more likely to be able to manage emotions better, behaviors better, to get a feeling clearly of what you're thinking or what you're doing and what you're sensing and what you're needing in a healthy, in the most healthy way possible. To avoid the narcissistic self-absorption. This applies in all of life, but it certainly applies in the sexual realm. Very often, unfortunately, in the sexual realm, there's a narcissism there. I deserve everything, or I need to be the greatest in this area. And this is a very unhealthy way to live. It will not work in the sexual realm. It will not work in any realm. In the Bein Adam L'Chaveray aspects of any Bein Adam L'Chaveray, certainly not in marriage. The self-absorption in a narcissistic way is very, very unhealthy. The feeling of appreciating your own individuality, but respecting the others. To understand yourself in a healthy way, but the understanding of yourself should not be self-absorbed. It should be just self-awareness, which means it will give you the increased ability to manage your behavior in a more healthy way, to treat yourself in a more mature, healthy way so you could treat your spouse that way, to learn how to be assertive and the ability to speak up, the willingness to take the risk of being open in an honest, healthy way, self-confidence, appropriate, non-demanding communication, overcoming the fear of a closeness that may result. Very often in the sexual realm, there's a withholding because of a fear of vulnerability. That needs to be worked on as well. Of course, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya every step of the way. It is very, very important to do so. And the intimate, physical, sexual relationship is no different. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya for Parnassah. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for overall Shalom Bayis. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya with all your children and interactions with your children, your husbands and wives, other issues of Shalom Bayis stuff that you ask for. This is no different. Ask for guidance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this area as well. Like all areas of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address to go. We learn, we do our hishtadlus of what we need to do as best as possible. But we do our best as well to be healthy, mature adults, to be true Aved Hashem, to be the best husband and wife possible in all areas of our married life. Bracha v'atzlacha.